RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MP on the mic. What's up, Richmond? It's a Thursday morning. It's 10 o'clock. We got a nice show for you today. Lane Casadone joins the program 10:30. Luda Bell is the owner of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. He'll be on the program. He won't be live. We chatted yesterday. At 11:30, I'm going to take you back to Midtown. I'll never get tired of laughing as I say Midtown. We'll take you to Midtown, which is one building between Scott's Edition and the Diamond District and the Fan and the DMV. DMV's not Midtown, but the Science Museum isn't Midtown. But that building is Midtown. Take it back to Midtown Green. Was over there yesterday, the unveiling of the new renderings for the baseball stadium. I'll dive into a lot of that. Luda Bell is the owner of the Flying Squirrels, and we chatted. We'll play that chat for you. This is just at the end. So he did interviews with the TV stations and the newspaper and, you know, the important assembled people, and made time for the little guy, the little, you know, with the radio station at the end. And of course, have known Lou for a while, as he's been trying to make a baseball stadium for a while. Parney came up on stage. He said, "It says here to give brief remarks about our search for a baseball stadium. How much time you got?" It's been a journey. We'll play the whole interview at 11:30. Here is at the end, I thanked Lou for his time. Here is what Lou said.
"I know you've been working hard for this. Enjoy the day."
"I am, and I'm tired, and I'm going to get drunk tonight."
So that's what we're in for at 11:30. A very happy Lou DiBella. CarMax Park is the name of the stadium. We asked nicely. We asked a lot of ways. They wouldn't say how much money they're spending on this. In other markets, we can say $350,000 a year to put your name on a minor league baseball stadium. That's a lot of used cars. CarMax Park opening in April of 26. They say they got some work to do. They'll break ground on Friday, ceremonial groundbreaking 5 o'clock. You have four more chances to see the Flying Squirrels this year starting tonight. You have 10 more chances this year to listen to the Flying Squirrels on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Of course, we'll talk Hokies today as they look to get a bounce back win. Very important game down in Blacksburg this week, hosting Marshall. And these games, you know, everybody says, what's a must-win game? And, you know, a lot of times the Commanders will play, "Oh, is this a must-win game because they've got the Packers next week," or, you know, whatever it is. And I always say, it's not a must-win game if you can win the next one and all is forgiven. So for the Commanders, you know, as you go, I think they need to beat the Giants in week two because they play Joe Burrow next. But if they lose to the Giants and then they beat Joe Burrow, we're all happy. You still split, and you got the right one, You're probably still a little salty about the Giants game, but it wasn't a must-win against the Giants. They become must-win as you lose. I think we're pretty dang close to that territory for Brent Pry and the Hokies because of how they lost last week, because this is the opener, because the 99 team will be there. We have a lot at stake here. They have to show they're a different team than they were in Nashville last week. 4:30 kick. The CW, Tom Brenneman calling the game. I got my things mixed up here. This is the CW game of the week. And he is the one who did the "I'm very sorry for those comments, and that's a deep fly ball. That'll be a home run for Castellanos. Anyway, I'm very sorry about the things I said." This is his return to broadcasting from that event. He'll be calling college football on the CW this year. And he's at Virginia Tech this weekend. We get Virginia Tech Marshall 4:30. Of course, UVA in action. We'll hear from Tony Elliott as the show goes on as well. But the Washington Commanders are a frequent topic of conversation on this program. Of course, they're the local team. We play the games right here on 910 The Fan. They won't be there this week because we still have Squirrels Baseball. 1140 WRVA this week if you want to listen to the game. It's a 4:25 kickoff in Tampa Bay. And Jayden Daniels is there. We're all excited about Jayden Daniels. Dan Quinn's there. DQ, a lot of energy. Cliff Kingsbury. I think people are fired up about Cliff Kingsbury. He's coached Patrick Mahomes. He's coached Kyler Murray. He's coached some big names in football. And so, of course, the thing about the Commanders is, dating back to the football team, dating back to the Redskins, it's always something. It's exhausting. It's always something. And so I think there's this breath of fresh air that there's not something. And what's that? The Commanders were in the national news yesterday. I'm sure this will be a normal story about Jayden Daniels' development and not a hidden camera of one of their employees disparaging the NFL. Oh, no.
Over 50% of our roster, right, is either white religious and God says the gays. Another big chunk is very low-income African-American that comes from a community that is inherently very homophobic.
That's not good. That's Rael and Teen. He's the vice president of content for the Washington Commanders, or was until he was suspended yesterday by the franchise pending investigation. James O'Keefe. I didn't know James O'Keefe before yesterday. I guess that puts me in the "I'm living my best life" category. Seems to be in the, you know, the provocateur right wing category. They sent a woman out on a date with this guy, and she secretly recorded the date, and she's asking him all kinds of questions about the Commanders and the NFL, and I guess he's having a good time, and he's just spilling about how all this stuff that you can't say. It's always something. It's always something. They didn't tell Josh Harris. He was shopping Zillow. He was kicking the tires. This looks like a nice franchise. A little fixer-upper in Landover, Maryland. Legally, you don't have to put that the house is haunted. You don't have to say that. There's bodies everywhere. You don't have to put that in the Zillow description. $5.9 billion. This looks like a nice franchise. I think I'll move in. What is this? What is going on here? Let's continue.
The social justice efforts are a performance for the sake of public perception and not because they want to actually push progress.
To get support from liberals?
No, I don't. I think it's to make as much money as possible. I think the NFL cares about the bottom line, like any corporation, above all else, and they don't need to really pinch pennies because they make so much revenue. Therefore, they can faux prioritize DEI for the sake of good publicity.
Let's break it all down. This is what we do around here. Number one, the fake date? Come on, bro. She seems really interested in what I do for work.
This is rough.
Guys always say, right? Yeah, I just want a girl who's into sports. No, not like that. Wow, it seems like your company's a terrible company. Tell me more. I want to know everything, and could you lean into this flower here that looks mm-hmm. strangely mechanical while you do it? Bro, the fake date. Oh, oldest trick in the book. Two, he says that the NFL's diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts are all a sham designed to make more money and pacify the players instead of them actually caring about diversity, equity, and inclusion. To which I say, well, yeah. Duh. Hey, nobody cares more about breast cancer than the NFL every year. I'm sure that's not a show. A blatant pander for female support. We're all wearing pink for a month to raise awareness about breast cancer, and definitely not to use that as a shield to pander to a female audience and try to get them to watch football.
What?
Are you aware of breast cancer, Hazel?
Only because the NFL told me.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Awareness has been raised. You're welcome because of the NFL. George Floyd happens. We've got Colin Kaepernick kneeling. All of a sudden, painting end racism in the end zone. You're saying this was all just a show because the temperature was high? Really? Fascinating. Wow. That's its own show. That's its own segment. Amazing. Secrets from inside the building. The fake date. I can't believe he bet on the fake date. Come on.
That's rough.
On the other hand, kudos to her. She nailed it. That was it. Pitch perfect. Got what she came there for. Probably didn't even have to pay for dinner.
She got paid.
And she got paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's big picture. The NFL doesn't care about diversity, equity, and inclusion. The players hate gay people. That's big picture. Let's go small picture for a second. The Commanders, always optimistic. Are people in the Commanders building actually optimistic, or is it just state media that wants us to buy tickets?
My job is to sell hope to the fans, right? I need them buying tickets. I need them buying jerseys. I need them consuming our content. When there's not much hope to sell, I still gotta dig deep to find it because...
Why do you think there's not much hope to sell right now?
Because the stadium sucked. We had like pipes leaking sewage on our fans in the middle of the game. And I have to put out a social post saying like, it wasn't sewage water, we promised. That is state-run media.
Nah, it was sewage water. Yeah, everybody saw right through that one. What's a two-parter here? One, it's good to know somebody in the building is aware they're lying. But two, he thinks we're buying the lies. We're not. It was sewage water. We all saw the video. No, nobody bought the statement that it wasn't. So yeah, I put out the statement, and don't worry, I got it. I got it under control. Would you like to order dessert?
He's just so good at his job. She's just so interested.
She is so impressed.
He was probably like, gosh, I really hope our second date goes this well.
State me reminds me of Larry Michael, who was the radio guy for many years. And every week he would pick who would win that week's game. And he would put up a board, say, who's better on offense, Redskins or the other team, who's better on defense, who's better at special teams. And then he would add a fourth category called skin tangibles. You'd never guess who's better at having skin tangibles. And every single week, he would pick the Washington Redskins to win, even in the midst of the bleakest seasons, even against Tom Brady. And that's state media. That's
good. Selling hope.
That's good state media right there. You don't get a lot of that around here. But A1 says they're going to win 10 this year. So we'll talk Commanders. A1 and I are going to talk Commanders in exactly 1 hour. We'll take you out to Midtown, Flying Squirrels interviews, 11:30, Lane Casadante, 10:30. I do want to talk college football, though, before we get any further. And, oh my goodness, it's an NFL game day. What do you know? Chiefs and the Ravens tonight, so we better preview those divisions before I get an unfair advantage in doing so. Loaded program. Come back. Stay tuned. It's 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Shout out to all of you out there on I-64 West. Apparently, help me out. What is this picture?
I cannot describe that picture.
It's a truck that has crashed into the sign, like showing the the turn left is... here for 64, turn right here for 295. The sign that hangs over the road.
Mm-hmm.
The truck has crashed into the sign, but I just, what, how did it happen? It wasn't.
The truck is vertical.
The truck's vertical. That's the problem here. Not sure what's going on out there. If you're on I-64 West, this is coming into the city from New Kent. So right there when 64 hits 295,
mm-hmm.
we're closed. Closed for business. Get off. Get on 60. If you're coming into the city from Williamsburg, from New Kent, from the east. But more importantly, I don't know what's going on in that picture.
Did someone take a video? I need to... Please send it to us.
AWOD called this to our attention. AWOD, if you can find a video, we need a video. If anybody's on the scene sitting on 64, you know the number, 833-804-0910. We will put you straight to the top of the queue because some things are more important than sports. And finding out how this truck crashed into the directional sign vertically... is one of them. It was popping a wheelie,
mm-hmm.
is what this picture looked like. The 18-wheeler truck was popping a wheelie, is what this picture looks like.
Yeah, a six-wheelie?
I have a lot of questions. Nitrocross this weekend at Richmond Raceway.
Been started early.
Sunday. Also Saturday. Nitrocross this weekend at Richmond Raceway. College football weekend this weekend as well. A chastened... I'll pull out a $10 word there. Chastened Brent Pry, coach of the Virginia Tech Hokies, addressing the media. A lot of stuff went wrong on Saturday, and he knows that.
You know, we didn't play well enough or coach well enough to win the game, and they did. They outplayed us and outcoached us. I give those guys credit. We have to be better. Have to have a better plan. You know, it doesn't take away from how tremendous Hokie Nation was. The turnout was incredible. And we all appreciate it as players and coaches and understand how special it is. We're very, very fortunate that way. You know, we all look forward to the crowd for our first home game against Marshall. the student section, sellout crowd, it's a special deal being back in Lane Stadium. We're looking forward to it.
That's the saddest Brent Pry clip of all time. We'll be back though. The students will be there. I like the crowds when they cheer for us. That's nice. Well, what happened? Brent Pry, coach of the Virginia Tech football Hokies, just didn't get the job done Saturday.
Didn't play well.
And he knows that.
He's aware.
That's a man who knows he can't lose Saturday. Sometimes you can lose. It's okay. Not every team wins every game. But sometimes you can't lose. The Hokies can't lose on Saturday to Marshall. Everybody knows that. 99 team will be there in attendance. 25th anniversary of that. More importantly, though, the offense has to be more imaginative, the defense has to be better prepared, and the special teams has to give everybody a uniform with a different number on it. Takes all three phases. Those are the three. They weren't creative offensively. They didn't give the ball to Bashel Tootin. They didn't allow Kyron Drones to throw downfield. They didn't do the things that made them successful earlier in the year. On defense, they weren't prepared for Diego Pavia. They weren't prepared for a 3.5-hour game in the heat. They weren't prepared for an overtime game. They weren't prepared for what Vandy threw at them. And on special teams, they had two people wearing the same number, which you can't do. That's a penalty. So a lot to sort through there for Brent Pry and his crew. 21-point favorites over Marshall. They're even bigger favorites this week than they were last week. It's a team they should be able to beat, a team they can beat, and this sets the stage for everything else. Get a big home win, get momentum back on your side, get things rolling. Marshall took care of Stony Brook 45-3, by the way, last week. Stony Brook FCS school. That's Bob Chesney's old school. No, that's Holy Cross. Stony Brook CAA. That's where I know them from. Stony Brook lost 45-3 to Marshall last week. It's not a game you can mess around in. They got to come out, score early, score often, hold Marshall. Take advantage of that crowd. Take advantage of being back home. Take advantage of the reset. There's a lot of opportunities still in front of them for the Hokies. And it starts this week. Then you're down to Norfolk for another trap game, as they say. UVA, on the other hand, riding with a little momentum. That'll happen when you schedule the Spiders. They beat UR last week. Wake Forest this week. They're in Winston-Salem. They are two-point underdogs. I think Anthony Calandria's performance turned some heads. I think it's the defense that's going to be under the spotlight, though, on Saturday night. Wake Forest throws some stuff at you offensively. Here's Virginia coach Tony Elliott on Wake Forest and what they do.
It's definitely unique, and they've done a really, really good job over the years of being able to create their own niche, and it's built off of, you know, a lot of option principles, but then the way that their style of play, you know, you got to figure out how to attack it, right? But they do a really good job of recruiting the right personnel to run that system, and they've been highly effective. They've scored a bunch of points. They've had a lot of yards. They can run the ball. They can pass the ball. So it's something that you don't necessarily have to change wholesale like you would preparing for an option, because that's completely different. But they do force you to be assignment sound, you know, like an option offense. And if you're careless with the ball, you could limit your possessions. So philosophically, there's some philosophical approach to it, but in terms of the play concepts, it's very similar. They run a lot of zone concepts with the zone read, and then they can spread you out, and 10 personnel sets. So it's still similar concepts that you see, but the style in terms of the pace at which they run their zone is different than what you typically see.
The 10 personnel, that's four wide receivers spread the field. That's become increasingly common in college football. Wake's going to make you defend all the way left to right on the field. They're going to make you cover every ounce. That defensive line is going to get tested this week for UVA. I think this is a fun one because, unlike Tech can't lose. UVA's playing with house money in a lot of ways. I think Wake Forest is a good enough team that if they win at home, if it's a good showing by UVA in the loss, everybody still says, okay, maybe this team was better than we thought they was. That's the benefit of low expectations. We'll talk about all that. A little high school football preview. Lane Casadante does it all. He's on next. You're listening to 910
Thursday
The Fan
morning.
At 105.1. MP on the mic, covering everything in the world of sports. And on Thursdays, we bring in the guy who can do that with us best. He's the sports director at CBS 6, Lane Casadante. Lane, good morning.
Thank God this is radio. My retinas have been burned from staring into open windows at the Squirrels announcement all day yesterday.
So when they unveiled CarMax Park, they put the TV screen showing the announcement in front of the big window that overlooked the city. So the sun was shining in as the TV was showing. Hey, Hazel's doing the head shake. No. That's not it. A TV professional like Lane understands. No, that's not it. But we have a name. We have a new stadium coming for real. There's excitement in the air.
Oh, there's huge excitement. And for people that have been around here for, you know, a few years and have seen all the various plans and iterations and renderings and ideas that have been floated around, I started hearing about them after just a couple of years here in town, and that was 30 years ago. To actually see Earth moved, and to see everyone, you know, we've never been this far down the road, and now you have a lease, now you have a naming rights partner, and yeah, it is. It's going to happen. And the what I saw from the official renderings yesterday makes it look very much like a lot of the ballparks that you'll see if you venture outside of Central Virginia and go to a game anywhere else in the country.
It's got the amenities. It's got the suites. They, of course, emphasize they want it to be a year-round destination for, you know, corporate events, you know, the things of that nature. That it's 360 degrees. You're going to be able to walk all the way around. I'll tell you my favorite moment from yesterday, Lane, was when the mayor was up there, LeVar Stoney, and he goes, when Richmond makes a promise, we keep that promise. And Lou DeBella in the front row yells, well, some of you do.
Some of you do, yeah. And, well, and the fact that it was a 15-year-old promise, I guess, is lost. You know, I guess keeping a promise is keeping a promise, regardless if it takes you over a decade to do it. My favorite part was when Lou DeBella admitted that he dropped a bunch of MFs on everybody from the city over the course of this process, which... if you've ever spent 5 minutes with Lou, you know is not hyperbole. He did it.
He's a boxing promoter. He's learned words that could make us blush. It's Lake Casadante. It's a Thursday. We're leading up to, I think, a pretty big weekend for the Virginia Tech Hokies after squandering their opener at Vanderbilt. There was all the talk, right? 4-0 in non-conference. These guys could be playoff competitors. Nobody's saying that right now, though. It's just about getting a win against Marshall.
Well, and there's a couple of things here. First of all, it's got to be frustrating for Brent Pry and his staff to have them come out with another slow start, because that was part of the problem they had last year. And you could forgive it last year with a lot of the roster turnover, a coaching staff in their second year with a program. You're going to have growing pains like this. But all we talked about all summer was how many kids were back, you know, how well they did their last four games of the season last year. And then to come out and have a really slow start against Vanderbilt with, both sides of the ball looked uninspired. And I think they may have underestimated Vanderbilt a little bit. I think we all are guilty of doing that. And, you know, credit to the Commodores for coming out with a game plan and an execution that was better than a lot of people, you know, for which a lot of people gave them credit. Now, Virginia Tech, the thing that worries me about this, there's two things. Number one, I don't think Kyron Drones and the offense take enough chances downfield, outside of the touchdown to Allie Jennings the other day, which – I think you and I could have thrown that. He didn't have anyone in the same area code with him on that play. But you know, they executed, and I'd like to see them take more shots like that down the field. And I understand it's what the defense gives you, and you know, maybe the Commodore defense was a little better prepared against plays like that. And also, to be honest, I'm guilty of not knowing a lot about Marshall. I know in the past, that's been a really good program. I'm not sure what they have this year, and I really don't know what kind of team is coming into Blacksburg on Saturday.
Well, it's their job to know. They better get on top of that and do it quickly. Big game Saturday, 4:30 in Blacksburg. You and I were both at UVA waiting out the rain on Saturday. That was an unpleasant twist there on what was otherwise a pleasant evening for the Wahoos. I'll say this, the list of things Anthony Calandria needed to fix this offseason, it's one game, it's the Richmond Spiders, but he sure looked like he took those lessons to heart, slid when he needed to slide, got out of bounds when he needed to get out of bounds, kept his eyes downfield as he was scrambling. I think there was a lot to like.
And no turnovers, which was a big issue for him last year. You take chances, sometimes you're going to get burned by them, and he didn't. And yeah, it was an FCS team, and the Spiders looked a little uninspired themselves. Even their head coach, Russ Huseman, said, you know, they looked like it was a job. They didn't look like they were having fun. Everything went as well as it could have for UVA in that game. But honestly, when it was, you know, it really, the final score maybe should have been a little worse. You just got that feeling with the first half that, you know, UVA was outplaying.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Them by more than the scoreboard showed. And I think God had a bit of it too, because as soon as the Spiders scored, God said, that's enough of that, and shut it down with a 2.5-hour rain delay. So, you know, maybe the Spiders are facing more opponents than they know this year.
Thou shalt not score on Cam Butler.
Thou
otherwise,
shalt not score, yes, exactly.
Otherwise, I will unleash all fury upon Scott Stadium. It was lesson learned, though, because last year we did that song and dance, JMU came back and beat them. This year, they brought concession stand food down to the players to keep them nourished. They gave the shout out to that afterward.
Yeah, they did. And there's no, I don't know how you can adequately prepare for something like that. You know, these kids may not have another 2.5-hour rain delay again in their careers. Credit to the staff of both schools, actually, because I was going back and forth in the bowels of Scott Stadium during that whole 2 hours. And the Spider players, a lot of them were out in the hall going, can we go yet? Can we go yet? No, I can't go yet. So that's a tough task for which you don't ever really fully prepare, because, you know, how can you prepare for a 2-hour rain delay?
It's not something you see every day, and it's not something we want to see every day. You were able to avoid it last Thursday, though, for the opener of Friday Night Lights. We were all a little nervous about that. Lane Cassidane of CBS 6 joins us as he does on Thursday's Final Score Friday. Debuted its 30th season last week. Congrats on that. And you got the Battle of Chester this week. Big feature game.
And it's a top 5 matchup as well. So, LC Bird is improved. A lot of coaches around the area told us privately, Sean Robertson and myself, that, you know, watch LC Bird. We think they're better this year. And, I mean, at least so far, you know, they played James River and Thomas Dale had Cosby. Both had easy victories last week. You kind of would love to see rivalry games like this a little bit later in the season when the teams have a little bit better identity of who they are and who they can be. But at least at this point, you have no injuries. And they could, I don't think they can see each other again this year because they're in different classes, but It's, you know, it's always going to be a big game, regardless of the records. That old Keith Jackson cliche, you could throw out the record books, you really can, because this is, outside of a playoff game or a state championship, this is the one game that each of these teams wants to win more than any other on their schedule.
Darn right it is. Battle of Chester, fired up for that one, always fired up for Lane Casadane, Final Score Friday. I don't know, did you see the Commanders hidden camera story with the Vice President of Content yesterday, Lane?
I did, yeah. Ryle Entine, I believe the gentleman's name is.
To quote Office Space, Ryle Entine, not going to work here anymore.
No, he isn't.
Just came across here. Team spokesman confirms the Commanders have fired Vice President of Content, Ryle Entine. Lane, you've been around longer than I've been around, but I've been around long enough to know. In Ashburn, it's always something.
I believe it was you, and I'm going to give Mike credit here because he won't do it for himself. But
too modest.
What was the phrase that you said? That's right. The Washington football team, be it Redskins football team or Commanders, always provides. There is always something to talk about with this team. Most of the time it's unpleasant. Most of the time it's not positive. But yes, even on a day when there is nothing going on, they manage to grab a headline with something stupid like this. And I don't even, you know, I could understand if it was, you know, let's say it's the assistant equipment manager, or, you know, somebody that sells tickets, or, you know, somebody that, but you're the vice president of content. Your main job is to get things out in front of the public. How do you fall for something like this is what I don't understand. And clearly they need somebody else in that position, because I don't really think he understands how the internet and social media works just yet.
Bit on the old fake date. Lane Casadante, CBS 6 Sports. Anything else you want to plug here before we let you go?
Oh, let's see here. Yeah, we've got week two of Final Score Friday. I know the Battle of Chester is our game of the week. Another really good game this week, though. There's two of them, and they're both in the East End. Petersburg travels up to face Armstrong. That's going to be a really good game. They both came off big wins last week. And Highland Springs taking on Phoebus in a matchup of two teams that expect to be in a state title game at the end of every season. So that's 757 versus 804. Out at Highland Springs. That will be a good one Friday as well, and we'll have all the scores and highlights right after 11 o'clock on Friday night.
Yes, sir. Lane Casadane, let's have a great weekend.
All right, Mike, thanks for having me. Have a great weekend, everybody.
All right, there he goes. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan. We have a lot we need to address in this segment, because when we get to 11, I want to go full football for a bit, because this is NFL opening day, so want to do NFL football. I got two conferences I got to pick here, because they're playing tonight. They're playing football tonight, real NFL football. I'm fired up about that. You should be, too. Do that at 11. We'll talk Commanders with AWOD at 11:15. Then, of course, take you back to Midtown at 11:30 for yesterday's CarMax Park announcement with the Flying Squirrels. This is the story of the day. You're not going to convince me otherwise. The Washington Spirit is the professional women's soccer team in Washington, D.C. Croy Bethune, she is not just the midfielder for the Spirit, but she was on the Olympic team. So she's a gold medalist this summer. Very good summer for her. She will miss the remainder of the National Women's Soccer League season after suffering a knee injury throwing out the ceremonial first pitch at a Washington Nationals game last week. Ooh, that's a tough break. Imagine if that had been Jaden Daniels, because he threw out the first pitch.
Ooh.
Can you imagine? First pitch season is over.
It better be.
First pitches are now just going to roll it down. Yeah, just mm-hmm. Little soft toss, slow pitch softball style.
Dogs only.
Let's make sure nobody gets hurt here. It's, dogs only. Dogs are still welcome to run out the first pitch.
Yep.
Cute kids can throw out the first pitch because they throw it as hard as they can. Doesn't matter. Their little limbs are flexible and all that.
That's right.
No more professional athletes throwing out first pitches.
We can't risk it.
It's over. First pitch season is over. We ruined the Washington Spirit season. If only, and we don't You don't wish for injuries, but if the Mystics had thought of this, maybe they could have the first pick in the WNBA draft. Just saying. I was informed recently there's a lottery, so it's not out of play. As long as they don't make the playoffs, they're okay.
Oh.
They could still...
So we're still in it.
Any team that doesn't make the playoffs gets put in a lottery drawing for the number one pick. So it's not over yet.
All right.
So you're saying there's a chance. I'm saying there's a chance.
We're working like super hard.
That's a good one. We haven't done that one in a while. Josh Harris is busy today firing people who bet on the fake date. Grab the Odyssey.
You go on a great first date. The next day, you lose your job.
Unbelievable. I thought she was really into me. You think she'll call me back still? Okay, I mean, she wanted, I've got free time now.
I had to pay for a dinner.
Clip 7 says Rachel Gunn speaks. Before we get there, Hazel, do you know who Rachel Gunn is?
You know I know who Rachel Gunn is.
I know you know who Rachel Gunn is. I don't think most of our audience knows who Rachel Gunn is. But the name shortens into Raygun, the Australian breakdancer who may or may not have scammed her way into the Olympics. She broke her silence yesterday, and this is what she had to say.
I am very sorry for, you know, the backlash that the community has experienced, but I can't control how people react. Unfortunately, we just need some more resources in Australia for us to have a chance to beat world champions. But in the last year, I have trained my hardest. I have trained so hard. Learning power moves in your mid-30s is not easy. Let's just say that. So I have really, you know, put my body through it, put my mind through it. But if that's not good enough for someone, what can I say?
Wow.
Defiant Raygun speaks out on the Olympic breakdancing controversy.
Raygun not backing down. More money, please.
We need more money in Australia so we could be better at breakdancing, is what I heard.
Yeah. It sounds like we should give her money.
As you know, we're an impoverished country that cannot afford things like breakdancing training.
We only have Rachel, this 30-year-old woman. She has to learn all the moves from scratch.
We try to watch YouTubes, but our connection isn't fast enough. We need to upgrade our 28K modem. Please send money to Australia.
Starlink? Elon? Help us!
We need something! We need something. Raygun, Olympic breakdancing controversy. Just when you think the Olympics are done, they go and pull us back in. One last Olympic take to send us off into football season, hearing from Raygun.
She waited her time. She let us die down.
She did. I had a busy night last night. I moderated the mayoral forum, which was cool. I'd never gotten to do something like that. Me and Jeff Shapiro, political columnist at the Times-Dispatch, who I love, fellow Southsider. You live on the South Side. You're good people in my book. We co-moderated the mayoral forum, asked questions of all the candidates, did the things. This isn't really about that because I don't really do that here. Vote for whoever you want to vote for. Vote. Listen, pay attention. Those things are important. Read the Richmonder. It launches Monday at therichmonder.org. So those are the important... Thank you. Those are the important things. The unimportant thing is I'm standing on stage, and so I'm supposed to introduce the two presenting sponsors for the night. So that's the Rotary Club, and it was the Jewish Foundation were the two sponsors of the evening. So they each sent a representative up. We're standing kind of at the front of the stage, and I'm handing the microphone to the two of them, and then I take a step back. The candidates are at the back of the stage. So there's probably about 10 feet between the front of the stage where the two sponsors are and the candidates at the back of the stage. And as the Rotary Club woman is talking, I notice that I don't want to oversell this, but I promise you, Hazel, a giant spider crawls onto the stage.
No!
And crawls past the two sponsors. Neither of them see it.
Okay.
And is walking towards the candidate, crawling towards the candidates who notice and are nudging each other.
Oh, no.
And are unclear what to do. Well, and now the microphone's been handed off, and now we're hearing, and not just that, but the Jewish guy is talking about, like, it's kind of been a rough week for them. And so there's levity here.
Right.
This is not, thank you all for coming. There's refreshments in the back. And there's a giant spider on stage. I don't want to oversell it, but there's a giant freaking spider on the stage.
What do you even do in that situation?
So I like walk backwards, like I like have something to do, and like walk and squish the spider right there, and then just continue walking to the other side of the stage.
A hero at the debate.
Like I'm Vanna White, like I turn the letter and then move to the other side, and now I'm waiting for the wheel to spin again. Andreas Addison's over there, and he kind of gives me the little good. I saw that. Good. Thank you for saving my life.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be the one to smash the spider while the Jewish guy's talking about what's happened over the past week.
You took one for the team. Oh, man.
I don't think anybody noticed. I think we played it cool.
Wow.
Number one role of debate prep. Always be ready to kill whatever ends up crawling across the stage threatening the candidates' lives. They're alive. Another mayoral forum tonight. I'm not moderating that one. But if you miss one, just catch the next one. Just catch the next segment. We're talking NFL football on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Half an hour to go. We'll kick it over to AWOD Radio. We love our guy AWOD. Thank you to him for chatting with us, all things Commanders, and find those on his social media, AWOD Radio, and coming soon to YouTube. I know there's been a clamoring out there that y'all want to see our pretty faces. We're doing it. That's the thing we're doing. Commanders chat between us, two radio hosts alike talking ball, and we'll do it with our lips moving this year. As they say, if the lips are moving, they tell no lies. I don't remember. I wasn't around for that. I was one of the presidential campaigns. You know he's lying because his lips are moving. I don't know. We'll figure it out. What I know is, yesterday, we were down at Midtown Green. That's the new name for the Bon Secours Washington football team, not the training center. That's where they announced the new name of the Richmond Flying Squirrels Ballpark. Fantastic afternoon over there. Of course, Parney and crew always throw a great party, but this was a particularly meaningful one because of what it meant to the city. The new baseball stadium is coming. CarMax Field is the name. 2026 is the target date, opening day 26. They're going to have to work hard to make that happen, and they know that too. Of course, the diamond's still standing right next door for as long as they need it, and then we're gonna tear that sucker down, and I am excited for the day that happens. If they let me push the lever to do the dynamite, I would do it with no regrets whatsoever. I know we had Trey Wilson on earlier this week. Trey was, he's a little, hey, you know, there are things I'll miss about the diamond, and there will be two for me once we're not there anymore. But seeing the renderings yesterday and the excitement and just what this group's put into it, you can't help but be excited for the future of minor league baseball, a new stadium actually coming to the great city of Richmond, Virginia, a day that's long overdue. Moment of the press conference, Mayor LeVar Stoney is speaking, and he says, "In Richmond, when we make a promise, we keep it." And Lou DiBella, owner of the Squirrels, is in the front row, and he yells, "Some of you guys do." everybody enjoyed that. It's been a long journey to this point. Certainly no need to recount all the islands and Shaco Bottoms and Manchesters and short pumps that have been pitched as solutions along the way. But it's going to happen. It's going to happen in Scott's Addition. I think connecting Scott's Addition with all that land that's going to become VCU's Athletic Village, the Diamond District, will only mean good things for the city of Richmond. I had a chance to chat with a couple people yesterday. Some of them even agreed to go on the air. Peter Wolfolk is the Senior Vice President, Major League Baseball. He oversees Minor League Baseball. And as you know, a couple years ago, 4 years ago now, wow, Major League Baseball took over operation of the minor leagues. Used to be run independently. Now it is officially part of Major League Baseball. And part of that was to bring consistency and more importantly, to bring standards for player development for the franchises so that they know where they send these players. They're going to get developed in a place that has, if not state-of-the-art amenities, proper amenities, clubhouses that don't flood, things of that nature. And so, of course, this is an important market for Major League Baseball. Big city, Eastern Seaboard, 95. I chatted with Peter Wilfuck about the process of waiting for this day and what it means to Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball now that we're here.
Peter Woodford joining us now from Major League Baseball. We'll cut straight to it. You guys could have cut bait on Richmond, and I don't think anybody would have blamed you. You waited. We're here. This day has arrived. How gratifying is it to see this to conclusion?
Yeah, first and foremost, thanks for having me on. Again, I think this was a huge day for Minor League Baseball. Again, the San Francisco Giants wanted to be in Richmond. You know, that being said, the facility had to meet facility requirements and, you know, just the basics. Clubhouses, female facilities, places to eat, places to be able to do your job at the highest level. So I think getting over this hill and getting shovels in the ground, and again, we'll still hold Lou DiBello responsible to get us to the finish line. But again, it's just a really exciting day for us at Minor League Baseball and for the city of Richmond. Again, I think the fans deserved it, and the players and staff and the coaches and the umpire, they deserved it as well. So again, it's a really exciting time for us.
For those of us who don't drive around the country and see minor league ballparks, what can we look forward to, you know, as you visit the newer parks? What are some of the things that get fans excited that maybe we don't know?
Yeah, I think, again, in this one, and you know, you saw the same pictures as I did today, and the best I can describe it is really just a full, you know, you're full all in. You're at 360 degrees around the players, around the playing field, being able to see it from so many different angles. And I think the great thing about the modern stadium is it's built on spaces that let people come together to really build a community and the fans out there, to have baseball sometimes even as just a background, you know, but really to get to know the people that are around you, to get to know your neighbors in the seats, with all this at the same time cheering for the kind of the hometown team. And I think that's the great thing. There's enough stops and delays in the game that let you kind of talk and enjoy the other moments as well. And I think in a time when the rest of the world can be a little chaotic, the baseball game is usually a pretty, really good place to kind of come together.
I think it's cool that he recognizes that, right? Like, the Major League Baseball guy could be here and be like, you're going to see the finest talent from around the world playing double-A baseball to strive to get to the majors. They know. That's not why people are there. People are there to have a good time on a summer night. And this ballpark really is built with an eye towards that. And I think that's what impressed me as we saw the drawings, saw the renderings at the ceremony yesterday, and they're all available on the website. But the groundbreaking Friday is open to the public. We shouldn't go any further without saying that. Friday, 5 p.m. out at the Diamond ahead of the Flying Squirrels game at 6:35 that night. You can go out there, watch them put a shovel in the ground yourself. Your eyes can see it and believe it. And this stadium's designed, this CarMax Field, our new stadium, is designed so that there's beer gardens and a lot of areas to stand and mingle and watch the game. Of course, tons of suites. That's where the money gets made. But I think everybody's really impressed by how thoughtful of a space it is for social engagement and not baseball watching, because that's what people want at a baseball game, is social engagement, not baseball watching. It's a stadium that's really built for that. Lou DiBella is the owner of the Flying Squirrels, and he chatted with me, and he was fired up.
Lou DiBella, owner of the Squirrels, former Party Time guest. We had fun.
Yes, we did.
Home of the Squirrels, 910 The Fan, hopefully for 30 more years at CarMax Park.
It's going to be 30-plus more years. We have 2 more years left in the old ballpark, 30 in the new. I'm so happy that the Squirrels, we were never going anywhere, and this city wasn't going to let us go anywhere. And to finally be able to do a deal that's the right deal for everybody, the right deal for the city, the right deal for the Squirrels, the right deal for the people of Richmond, and to build a new community around our new ballpark is so exciting to be part of. So I'm just thrilled that we're at this day. It was a long time coming. People of Richmond, our fans deserve it. We have the best fans in minor league baseball. One of them right here. We have the best
Jesus
fans.
Jesus here. Come on in, Jesus. Yeah.
We have the best fans, I think, in all of baseball. And they deserve this. And I'm so happy to be part of giving it to them.
All right. Jesus here, too. We're talking with Lou DiBella. What excites you when you look at these renderings?
you know, a place that's going to let us do our thing. Like, I think we do an incredible job, but we do an incredible job in a place with incredible limitations. And the place we're going to be going into has incredible possibilities. Very big difference between limitations and possibilities. Not only for us, but for the city of Richmond. And I think that the new ballpark, CarMax Park, and the new community, the Diamond District, I think it's all about possibilities.
I know you've been working hard for this. Enjoy the day.
I am, and I'm tired, and I'm going to get drunk tonight.
Yeah.
Lou DiBella, well put. Owner of the Flying Squirrels. Fun guy. And I love, at the beginning, he said, we were never going anywhere. Certainly couldn't have said that out loud. Can't give that leverage to the mayor of the community. There were moments where Minor League Baseball wanted this team up and out of there. Said it's never going to get done. They stuck with it. They got it done. They got a nice new spanking new ballpark in the middle of one of the biggest cities in the region, and certainly a great place to watch baseball with a great fan base. It comes out every night to watch baseball. Hope he had a fun night last night. Hope he's sleeping in instead of listening to MP on the mic. Our reminder, you got, what do we got? Four more chances to see the Richmond Flying Squirrels this year. Tonight, groundbreaking night tomorrow, which everybody's excited for. Saturday night. So tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. Fireworks all three nights after the game. Send out the season with a bang. Sunday matinee to close up shop for the home schedule for the Richmond Flying Squirrels this year. Get out there. If you can't make it, listen to it right here. You know where you are. We're back to wrap this thing up. Send you off to AWOD Radio. Next, you're listening to the home of the Squirrels, 910 The Fan.
One segment
to
FM.
Go, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app as we do. It's a game night. It's an NFL game night. It's a Flying Squirrels game night. It's a Tech Talk Live night. We haven't talked about tech as much as I thought we would this week. I just think everybody knows what's riding on this one. You got a Marshall team coming to town, the beach of last year. You got a revenge situation here, and you gotta win it. And more so than that, you've got to demonstrate you can be all the things you were in the final six games of 2023. Because that's why we were excited for this year. We saw it with our own eyes. This wasn't a paper game. This wasn't a potential game, right? Sometimes you get excited. You look at the roster and you say, hey, that's a pretty good roster. We could be something. Then you watch, you're like, this ain't anything. Why did I get myself excited? We weren't excited by the piece of paper. We were excited because for six games, we saw it on the field out of the Virginia Tech Hokies, and then they regressed brutally in game one against Vanderbilt. You know I've pinned this loss entirely on coaching. The coaches didn't have the defense ready. The offense was not creative at all. Some very poor decisions down the stretch, and certainly not going to excuse special teams, not when you put 3 points on the board because you had two players wearing the number zero. And Brent Pry was introspective this week. We didn't do well enough to win. Now, you got a lot of things going. Sellout crowd Saturday, honoring the 99 Virginia Tech team, 25 years. Dang, we all feel old now, right? 25 years ago, that team made its run to college football glory and immortality. I know they weren't champs, but we remember them. And that was a fun team, and that was a fun season. And so 25th anniversary, big crowd for that, obviously. It's kind of the last anniversary you could, like, do up as a big one. They'll do 30, they'll do 40, they'll do 50. Like, 25 is a big number. You know, we're far enough away from it. It feels like a distant memory, but we remember it pretty vividly. So it'd be cool to see them honor that team, of course, on Saturday. Big crowd. That's going to support the Hokies, and everybody knows that they're coming. They're coming to see it, and you got to give it to them. You got to show them what this team can be, and what the potential is for this year's team. You haven't lost an ACC game yet. Everything you want's right in front of you, right? But you don't want to start. I don't think you can be any worse than 2-2 out of the non-conference. And honestly, I think 3-1 is the expectation, and I think it's a fair expectation for this squad. Love seeing that Kyron Drone is going to play this weekend. Of course, was a little shaken up. Cramps was the word. at the end of the last one. There was the fear it could be worse. Looks like Kyren Drones is going to be all right, though, going to be under center this weekend. Of course, they'll cover that on Tech Talk Live. I'd love to get Virginia Tech baseball up here to play VCU in the new ballpark. VCU had a good representation there yesterday at the ballpark housewarming naming event. They got the youngest coach in all of college baseball. They got a brand spanking new stadium coming in 2 years. I got to think that's going to help recruiting. It'd be fun to watch them over there in the spring before the Flying Squirrels take over into the summer. Certainly wish them the best as they get ready for that transition. Already have a beautiful baseball facility right next to the Siegel Center and the Basketball Development Center, of course, over there. They are well-facilitated at the moment, and this will only enhance VCU's recruiting power in the A-10 and as a baseball team. So certainly love to see them have some success and have some success quickly at the new stadium. I don't know if they'll be playing the start of the 26th season there. I think this is going to be a situation where they're putting bolts in 10 minutes before they open the doors to fans. It's a tight time frame. I don't think they're going to have time. I exaggerate. Of course, they will test it and all that. I don't know that it's going to be ready in February of 26, though, to accommodate VCU baseball. I think they may have to start their season elsewhere and then slide in when the stadium's ready. But certainly excited to have them. Tons of excitement around them. We'll do Parney time tomorrow, as you know. That's always one of the highlights of our week. He'll give out some football picks. He'll tell us about the new stadium. Parney had the great line yesterday at the stadium naming. He said, it says here on the program, give some brief remarks about the search for a new stadium in Richmond. How long you got? It was that kind of journey, and it's great to see it end with a new stadium for VCU as well, a beneficiary of that. I mentioned Virginia Tech Football Tech Talk Live tonight. Always a great program, and you know, I don't think we've smashed the panic button yet, but I think it's insight, and I think if it's anything other than a hokey win and probably a decisive one this weekend, people are going to be reaching for it. You can't have slow starts. And the other stat I saw, Brent Pry, I believe, 1-7 in games that are decided by a touchdown or less, and that's something he and the staff are going to have to work on and are going to have to address and come up with a plan to fix and to figure out how they're going to win these close games going forward. Because in the ACC, you're not going to be a part of a lot of blowouts. Especially the way the teams are playing this year, every week's going to be its own adventure. NFL football tonight, it feels great to say that. It feels great to say this matchup, too. Kansas City Chiefs against the Baltimore Ravens. We are loaded. They loaded up this first week, which I love. Chiefs-Ravens, I'm fired up about tomorrow night in Brazil. Packers-Eagles, I think, is a more telling game than this one. Whichever team loses tonight, the Chiefs or the Ravens, that team will be able to win the Super Bowl still. I think that team will leave with its confidence intact in a lot of ways, even the Ravens. But whoever loses Packers-Eagles, that's a different one. And the Packers are going to be fighting and clawing in that NFC North. A lot of big games are going to happen up there, especially if Caleb Williams and the Bears start coming to play. For the Eagles, whole offseason of talk about good vibes, good feelings. We don't hate each other anymore. One loss, one 12-hour flight back from Brazil can change that in a hurry. I'm excited for that one. But tonight, you got Lamar, you got Mahomes. Look, the Chiefs started slow last year, lost the opener, of course, to the Lions in week one, didn't have Travis Kelce. They do this year. They've got the roster. They've got the full lineup. They seem more intent on playing to win than they have in a long time. I think they understand the three-peat is a rare thing. I worry it's too much too fast that will they still have gas in the tank at the end of the year, but I'm taking the Chiefs. I'm laying the points tonight. As always, since this is our first prediction of the season, I think it's good to recap our official prediction stance, which is to say, I don't know what I'm talking about. I've covered the NFL professionally for a decade. If I was any good at this, I would be in Las Vegas not giving you picks. So don't take my picks to the bank. Just enjoy them. Enjoy the football game. Should be a special one. And, of course, we'll get you ready for the whole weekend slate. Tomorrow, game day show. It's fun to be back in football season. I'll be watching tonight. I know you'll be watching tonight. I know AWOD and Stubb will be watching tonight. AWOD Radio up next. 3 hours live and local on your home of the Richmond Flying Squirrels, who are staying here for another 32 years, as Lou DiBella pointed out. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.